Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Circuses on the air.
The president does.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you do.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Jennings.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in 6 seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And good morning, Mr. Dave Schwann.
Good morning, Mr. Dave Plyer.
How are you, buddy?
Doing all right.
Excellent.
And a little bit of rain on the way in.
Yeah,
not a lot, but a little bit of rain. So this is the type of rain, though, with dry pavement, it mixes in with the stuff that's on the road, and it makes the pavement pretty slick.
A little bit.
So if you're out there, be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
I had a short walk over from the hotel next door, and I'll explain that in a little bit, but I got a little...
You've got some explaining.
I got a little rain. Yes. Well, the family was going to stay because we're going on a little boat on Lake Michigan tomorrow.
Oh, you're going on the big lake.
On the big lake.
Oh.
Yeah, not with my boat, a friend's boat. So we got a room, and then we forgot about it tonight. And so it was last night.
Oh, forgot about the rain that was coming?
No, forgot about the fact that we were in a hotel tonight.
Oh.
And booked it a non-refundable. So, you know, we decided to come over. No, the rain's going to stop, though, by late morning, by about 11 o'clock.
It
should come to an end. So we'll see what happens.
The last forecast I saw... look like it's a fairly nice week coming up.
Yeah, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
You know, this late summer, early fall weather that I enjoy is moving in. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm okay with that, too, because we didn't have much of a beginning of a summer, so now we're getting an extended a little bit, right?
Exactly, yes.
And then you're going to be at the United Center later.
No, I'm going to be here.
Dave, say yes. Don't embarrass me.
No. long story, but Dean and Steve
Cochran
will be there.
Live.
Joe Brand will be in for Andy Mazur today.
Okay, good.
Dean's show. So Joe will join us with Rick Pearson this morning and then head right over there.
Nice.
You know, to the
training camp.
Center.
Training camp for the Blackhawks.
So they're going to be there, but I will be... anchoring down.
Lovely.
The newsroom. Here.
I saw John McDonough earlier this evening, had a cocktail with him. He's just a lovely man. Oh, just throwing that in.
Good music.
Very nice. Wow, look at you on top
of
that.
Good music, Curtis.
No, we presented Kevin Matthews with an award tonight at my church. Very involved in my Catholic church. And it's called the John McDonough Award. John went to our school and graduated from there and grew up in the Edison Park neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
So we named a humanitarian award after him.
And, how nice.
Yeah, it really, he's just, John's a great guy, and it's, you know, about giving back, and Kevin gave back for years, the golf tournaments that he used to do for a Maryville Academy and stuff. He raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, a good Catholic boy, so we gave him an
Went
award
for
tonight.
It. Yeah,
we did.
Excellent.
In fact, he, real quick, he's filled in for me earlier this morning. It was kind of a joke, but...
you were filling me in on what was going on.
Yeah, so Kevin Matthews and Jim Shorts kind of took over my show. If you didn't hear it in the beginning, I'm just going to play a couple minutes of it for your entertainment pleasure. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. Come on, Uncle Jim, the party's starting. Hear that music?
All right, Ed, stand by. Bob, why don't you get rid of the Kevin Matthews theme?
Uh-huh.
Lose that, okay? Get rid of it. We don't need it. Did it, done it. And then,
okay.
Do we have the John Coltrane?
We want to play just any John Coltrane.
Okay, how about this one?
That's good, because I just shot some heroin. And the other music is just too happy. Too happy.
I've got to hit this right here, Jim. And Jim will cue you in 3, 2.
Bob, our engineer, are we on? Everything?
You are live.
All right. Chicago, this is Jimmy Shorts. This is the great 720 WGN radio, heard everywhere. You're wondering where Dave Pyle is. Is it Pyle? What is his last name? Pyle?
Plier.
Plier, like the tool.
Right.
Yeah. We have, for those fans, and you can call Todd Manning, the program director, whatever his title
Manley.
Is.
Manley. Todd Manley.
Manley, okay. Call him on Monday. Dave's been fired, and this is our new shift. And so we're here for about 3 hours, I guess. I'm Jimmy Shorts. We used to do radio here when we were on the loop, ABC, CBS. Kevin Matthews is here. And Bob, that's your name. You're the engineer.
Right.
Okay, let's hear a little John Coltrane. And here it is, Saturday night, the greatest city in Chicago. I want to talk to Bear fans, and I want to also talk to so-called Bear fans that have lost their balls. I was listening to The Score yesterday, and I wanted to pull the cab over. In fact, I wanted to slap every sportscaster on The Score.
So that was Kevin Matthews and Jim Shorts telling everyone I was fired at the beginning of the show. In fact, one of my friends here at 847 just texted, "When did Dave come in? They said he was fired." So I think they were very convincing to some people that I was terminated, but they just took over the microphones and kind of shut me out for a little while.
Well, I'm glad you're back, Mr. Piles.
Mr. Piles, that was classic.
Any relation to Gomer?
No relation at all. But Curtis is going to have that podcast up within the hour after the show. If you didn't hear the whole thing, it's almost the whole half hour.
The John Coltrane music.
Kevin, yeah, you know what? He always did that on a show. He always had background music on there. So Kevin Matthews and Jim Shorts. But 847, I'm still here. I'm still here. Curtis responded to that, man. All right. So anyway, let's get into a little history here. 1590, Pope Urban the VII died 13 days after being chosen as Pope, making his reign the shortest papacy in history. 1590, 13 days in position. This is Pope Urban.
And, you know, in our time, there was another very short papal
33 days.
Yeah.
Pope John Paul
I.
The
and
first.
It was right around this time, as I recall, in 1978.
It was, yeah. Boniface the VI reigned for 16 days. Celestine the IV reigned for 17 days, died before his consecration. Theodore the II in 897 reigned for 20. There's a lot of this. Cineus reigned for 21 calendar days. Marcellus, 22. Damasus, 24. Pope Pius, which is the 1500s, 27, Leo, 27, Benedict, 33, John Paul I, 33. But really in our time, centuries in our time, he was the one.
Yeah.
It was John Paul
I.
Yeah,
John Paul I.
1789, the U.S. Post Master General is created under the Treasury Department. My favorite subject.
The U.S. Postal Service.
How President Trump hasn't addressed this yet, I'll never know, but in 2019, it is projected that the United States Postal Service will lose nearly $8 billion, quite possibly the worst year in the in post office history. $8 billion. How acceptable is that? If any business in this country, in America, was going to lose $8 billion, tell me that business would be gone already.
Oh, yeah. Buy a lot of stamps.
I know, and I have friends. My son's in the post. My son, it's not personal. It's this. This has to be fixed and revamped. I don't need Saturday, Sunday mail. I don't need Wednesday and Tuesday mail. Probably give me mail Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I don't know. Just there's got to be some solutions here. Or you know what? I've been paying 50 cents a stamp. Then make it a buck. Just figure it out.
We use less and less stamps.
We do. Of course we do.
You know, less and less of them. So
I still like doing Christmas cards, so that's probably a big time of year, right?
You and I, when it comes to Christmas, we're old-fashioned.
We are old-fashioned. I like to...
You send a card, you write a little note to your friends and your loved ones.
That's right.
Rather than just text them.
That's right.
And
which reminds me, my son... Damn it, I has a thank you card for you. I keep forgetting it. Curtis, you raise your hand. What do you got?
I was going to say, that your frustration with the Postal Service, there's a hashtag started by the 870, hashtag pissed for pile.
I'm still pissed for pile. I love it. So, I know. He texted earlier, or she texted earlier. That's awesome. That's awesome. 1862, Lincoln's Emancipation is published in Northern newspapers. It was September 22nd, 1862. Lincoln had issued a preliminary proclamation that he would order the emancipation of all slaves in any state or part of any state that did not end the rebellion against the reunion, the Union on January 1st, 1863.
So in our terminology, it was an executive order.
It was an executive, right, exactly.
That's what it
exactly
was. Right. And it took effect January 1st.
Dave covered it.
1863.
Yes.
You know what always makes me sad?
Yeah.
Is that what is now the Chicago History Museum, which became the Chicago, or was the Chicago Historical Society, and whatever it was before that,
sure,
was around during or just after the Civil War, and they had a signed copy of the Emancipation Proclamation. It was lost in the Great Chicago Fire.
Such an important day.
I mean, we've got the document, but it was lost. A copy of it was lost forever.
Wow.
In that, and we could have had it to this day.
And the historical societies where Tao is now. Right across from the McDonald's, that old building there. That was the first historical society building.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. They're now up off of North Avenue.
But the core of this, 3 to 4 million slaves freed. 4 million slaves.
Think about it's that.
Ridiculously
Think
tragic.
About that. Think about it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And this is now what we're going through here is this is the 400th anniversary of the first slave ships, the first
that came
to the
America.
US, yeah, that were brought in. Yeah.
Yeah, not much of a celebration there. It's
no,
a 400th anniversary.
An observance.
I like the way you say that.
An observance and a commemoration.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. 1926, Henry Ford announced a 8-hour, 5-day work week. Because that wasn't novel back then.
Keep the workers happy.
But that was a normal back then.
A
5-day work week.
No.
8 hours a day.
No.
And no kids working. Kids could work at 8 years old.
Yeah.
10 years old, you could put them to work.
All of that coming, you know, evolving with child labor laws and,
yes,
and
exactly.
Workers' compensation and that type of thing.
Absolutely. But
he took care of his employees because he knew that if they made enough money, they could buy the cars.
Gotcha.
Cars were a rich man thing.
That's right. They were. They were a luxury. Absolutely. 1926, we were talking about the Hawks earlier. 1926, the NHL granted franchises to the Hawks and Detroit Red Wings, launching the two teams of two of the original six, of course, but training camp is today at the United Center.
Why Dean and Steve are going to be over.
Yeah, I was talking to John about that. It's the first time it's been on a Sunday. It's been on a Saturday for years, but it's also been on weekdays for years.
Mm-hmm.
There was one time they did it on a Saturday morning, and people were getting beers and beef sandwiches at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Start the party early.
Yeah, I needed some eggs and something.
Me too.
1932 Baseball World Series opened with the Cubs versus the Yankees. Cubs lost 6-12. 1939, the Sox hosted its first day-night doubleheader, lost both of those. 1949, My Friend Irma is first of 12 films starring Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. We talked about Jerry Lewis on Labor Day, of course.
Yep.
It was that famous fart partnership.
What'd you say?
I'm tired, Dave. I'm sorry. I apologize. I did 2.5 hours of a show today since Kevin took the first part.
Someday
for
I'll tell you the story about how I crossed an F and a P during a weather forecast once.
Oh, nice.
I'll tell you that
far
story.
Far-flung or far or something later. Like that? Okay. All right. Okay. 1959, the Sox clinched the AL pennant. 1960, the first of 4 TV debates.
Hey, you forgot about the 59 where the Daily set off the fire sirens and scared everybody.
No, I didn't know that. Tell me the story.
Oh, yeah. When the Sox won the pennant,
okay,
let's celebrate. Turned on all the sirens.
Okay.
It's 1959. What's going on?
Wow.
Start of the Cold War.
Wow.
and threw everybody for a loop.
That probably made people
threw everybody
nervous.
For a loop. Yeah. You know, and you know, well meaning, you know, let's celebrate and have a great time and make noise. Well,
yeah,
that kind of threw everybody.
Yeah, I bet it did. I bet it did. That's scary.
59. Yeah,
yeah, 59.
Yeah.
I didn't know that story. 1960, first of four TV debates with Nixon and Kennedy took place right here in Chicago at McClure Court.
Yes,
of course,
it did.
WBBM. 1961, Ernie Banks ends his 717 consecutive games played streak. That's dedication there, man.
Boy, no one like him.
First.
I never got to meet him. He was my hero.
Oh, yeah.
I never got to meet him.
I met him at Harry Carey's Chicago Museum opening when they did it at the Water Tower. But that was the first time, and that was really right before he passed.
Oh, okay.
Right before he passed.
Yeah.
1962, ABC's first color TV series. One of the first color TV series of all time. What was it? ABC's.
Color TV?
ABC's.
What year?
1962.
Oh, boy. Probably Wide World of Sports.
The Jetsons.
The Jetsons?
The Jetsons.
Jetsons and the Flintstones also were in color.
But I think the Flintstones premiered when, if you had black and white TV.
It was in black and white.
Yeah, it was like black
or
and
maybe
white.
The first ones were in black and white. And then the Jetsons in full color.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It could be that way.
Yeah.
1984, the Cubs clinched the NL East title, which was, of course, a momentous occasion as well.
I'll always remember that.
Me too. Me too, brother. I was a junior in high school.
I was at the Billy Goat.
Were you?
I was there to celebrate not only that, but to cover it, get fan reaction.
Love that. For what station at the time?
That was WFYR.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're a legend, Dave
Schwann. WFYR.
You're a legend.
And not only that, the one and only time I got to talk to Mike Royko.
Ooh, that's cool. That was his hangout.
That was his
place.
There to celebrate.
Left-hand corner of the table or something?
He actually was at another part of the bar.
Okay.
Ordinarily, yes, that's where he sat, right by the stairs where you come in.
Very cool.
But he was with somebody else and a group of reporters. I was with three or four others. He said, hey, let's go get Mike Royko.
That's great.
So we went over there, and he says, I feel great. So
that's awesome. I look forward to your book, Dave Schwann.
Okay.